Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Maria Curtis, a lay Dominican and retired music director who lives in Chandler, Arizona. Her preaching today is entitled, Hang in There.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. The disciples said to Jesus, At last you are speaking plainly without talking in veiled language. We are convinced that you know everything. There is no need for anyone to ask you questions. We do indeed believe you came from God. Jesus answered them, Do you really believe? An hour is coming, has indeed already come, when you will be scattered and each will go on his way, leaving me quite alone. Yet I can never be alone. The Father is with me. I tell you all this, that in me you may find peace. You will suffer in the world, but take courage. I have overcome the world. The Gospel of the Lord. I don't remember when I started doing it, probably sometime around the beginning of the pandemic. But when people would ask, How are you? I answer, I'm hanging in there. And lately, when I answer, I'm getting more and more people nodding their heads and making comments that reflect the answer resonates with them. So much concentrated pain, anguish, turmoil has happened in the last 2 years. It seems that it's all we can do is hang on. Growing up, my mom had a kitchen plaque over the sink. It showed a picture of a small kitten, front paws and head hanging over a rope, its tiny feet dangling down. And the phrase across the plaque read, Hang in there. Maybe subconsciously I see that image in my head, and I relate to that kitten in the anguish of daily life. In my personal life, I've lost 3 friends to COVID. Another friend survived, but is still in a wheelchair after recovering from 6 weeks on a ventilator in the spring of 2020. We recently lost my mother-in-law to cancer, diagnosed in early April this year. She passed away on May 5th. We moved my 92-year-old father from his house of 62 years to a senior living facility, and I've been helping him through his emotional adjustment. And my 32-year-old adult daughter is dealing with constant pain of fibromyalgia, and I'm trying to help her make it to her job at the library and get her medical help as well. So sometimes, it feels like I'm just hanging in there. And then I see the pain and anguish of the world, the war in the Ukraine, and more recently the loss of sweet, innocent lives in the senseless killings in Texas and other lives across the U.S. And then my trouble seems so small. And I hear Jesus say to us, You will suffer in the world. I guess being God, he knew it was going to get bad. It would seem like evil was taking the upper hand. Then he reminds us, But take courage. I have overcome the world. Yes, Jesus has conquered the world. He has conquered death. We have to hang on to the hope that his love offers us. But how do we do that when evil is all around us and seems to be winning? The first step is always the hardest. But the definition of courage is the ability to do something that frightens us. To have strength in the face of pain or grief. Or as John Wayne said, courage is being scared to death, but saddling up anyway. Perhaps I'm underestimating myself when I tell others I'm just hanging in there. I'm doing more than that. In loving my family, in putting one foot in front of the other, to care for their needs, I am being courageous. And I am courageous because I know the Lord's love. He has blessed me with so many joyous gifts. As the early Christians faced persecution and death, they amazed others who said, "See how they love one another? Evil will not be victorious. We must not let others lose hope. We must love and show others love so that love can spread and conquer evil." Following Christ isn't easy, but we can hang in there and remember his words. Take courage. I have overcome the world.